It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
All right, what does a German deer calling competition sound like? Listen to a few of the contestants of this year's German deer calling competition. And here's a visual for you. Each has their mouth wrapped around a large wooden tube that slides.
Sexy.
Yeah, something very Freudian.
Of note, it's an 800-year-old tradition.
Ah, maybe it's time to stop.
Using simple tools like horns, shells, and handcrafted devices, they mimic everything from young deer to dominant males during rutting season.
Dominant males, right?
All while deep throating a wooden tube.
Must
not
self-edit.
Sure. What the dumbass focus will be here. There's lots to go around. Let's take a listen to the audio. Rutting season? Or is this explosive diarrhea?
Something's being rutted.
Sounds like hungover Dan.
I just want to know, if I'm walking through the woods and I hear this, should I run? I'm in trouble.
Yeah, deer has horns and a dominant. It's a dominant deer.
Or is the guy with a gun?
Yeah, he's got a leather cap on and a vest.
I think I'd rather see the deer than some dude breathing into the tube.
Seriously. Right.
Deep throwing
it. Yeah, what
tube.
Happens is the deer come over and go, what the hell are you doing, man? What are you doing?
Yeah.
That's not sexy.
Look at you.
All right, here it is again.
That's explosive diarrhea.
That's the last time your dog makes for throws up.
And then, yeah, toilet flushing.
I was next to that person at a buffet line once.
Yeah, that's when the dog swallows the pond water.
Yes.
And do we know who won?
It doesn't say.
Shouldn't they section off the winner?
I would think.
Say, this is what you're striving for.
Right, this is the winner, yeah.
There's no winners.
Yeah, really.
We're all losers.
It's a lot of single guys.
Yeah. I agree with that. They can get rid of this, AJ. Yeah. Like, you said this at the beginning. 800 years ago, there were no cameras. Like, we know too much about this now.
Yeah, we have all kinds of tracking devices now. We're good.
That guy's really giving it his all.
Yeah. That one needs more fiber. Yeah. Push harder.
Too much fiber.
That sounds like the moment.
Sounds like a Bigfoot sex tape.
Gonna need a towel.
That guy.
Like the deer around here don't sound like that.
No, they don't. Sounds like a German deer.
Man, a German deer. Yeah.
Sounds of steroids and everything.
Fat guy putting on his shoes.
Yeah. Germany's pretty scary.
I hear that in the woods I'm running.
Yeah, seriously.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to run faster than a deer.
No questions. I don't care who I'm with. Just, yeah. Goodbye.
I'm going to mow them down.
Back to the car.
Yep.
He's got like a cow in it.
I feel like if you hit this deer with your car, they're going to get up and punch you out.
They're going to slap you silly. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Good morning, guys. That sounds like snot. That sounds like snot from Christmas Vacation when he's under the table.
Yes,
he shouldn't be eating from
snot,
the table.
Yes. Yep.
What's that now?
The dog. Yep. The dog ate something and was under the table on Christmas Vacation, and the dog threw him the one.
Love you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.
That was exactly the sound.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry, Bigfoot.
Need new underwears.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we're going to review the Dave Matthews Show that happened Saturday night at the Meadows in Hartford. Chaz and AJ in the morning. This has been a long promise to Jennifer. She went to see Dave like many years ago before we met.
Okay.
And then we started dating. And then for Christmas, I got her one of these like stupid, like what children do.
Oh, the IOU.
Like, IOU, yeah, yeah. One Day Matthew Show.
Wow.
And then somehow I got out of it for many years. And I was like, okay, this is the time.
I should come to collect.
And we went with Dave and Meredith from Riverview Bistro.
Awesome.
Two awesome people that we really enjoy being around.
Good times.
Meredith has been to over 100, closing in on 200 Dave Matthew shows.
Oh, my God. First name basis, I'm hoping now.
Dave is around 65 or so shows.
So he's a novice.
Jennifer, two shows. Me, one.
Wow.
This was number one.
You got some work to do.
Hold on. Molly is on. Hey, Molly.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. What number was that for you?
70.
Wow.
My first one was 1995 at the Meadows.
Wow.
Wow.
Can you ever add up how much tickets you spent?
Hold on. So she was...
Oh, I don't want to think about it.
You can't think about it. And that's what I thought. I thought, this guy has got just an army of repeat customers.
He owes a free show.
Who has really supported him and his lifestyle.
This is the 10th punch on your sandwich card.
But you know what? Right? Molly was there in the early 90s. You were part of that whole parking lot overindulgence where they'd have to line ambulances up.
Oh.
Right?
Yes. I don't understand. That's not the group that Dave Matthews has following him. So I don't know what that was back then.
Yeah.
It confused me. That's not the people that we see at every event, right? So
did you check the floor? Bet you find him. There you are. Well, I was standing the whole time.
Of all the Dave Matthews shows you've seen, where would you rank Saturday nights?
Oh, that was, it was a good one. Where would I rank it? That's hard after 70 shows.
After 70.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
That I never saw that close that he does with All Along the Watchtower.
Okay.
He did. Oh, that's fantastic. He did that in the 90s as well.
That's a closer?
Yeah.
He does All Along the Watchtower.
Okay.
It starts very slow and very acoustic, and then the band kicks in.
Oh.
And then in the middle of it, I don't know if he does this all the time, but he did it Saturday night.
This is Zeppelin, yes.
He goes into Stairway to Heaven.
Really?
It is insane. It is a top 10 concert moment in my life.
It was like 20 minutes?
Of all the concerts I've been to, as I was watching that, my body was, my DNA was popping like popcorn. I'm like, this is, this right here, this moment is worth going.
I thought I heard something to North.
that's
popcorn
the key to people who go back to Dave is like you find a moment. It's like, okay, I can hold on to this.
Yeah.
And then as you go back, you're like, wow, there's a whole different set list. I've got a whole different show. Wow.
Right.
You get it?
Yeah. Every night we've been to the Gorge out in Washington.
Oh, wow.
And for three nights, it's no repeat songs. It's never the same. We're spoiled as fans. That's why it's hard to rank them. They're all unique. It's the energy you leave with, honestly. You leave these concerts and it stays with you, right? It's their energy. It's the folks you meet. Singing with your loved ones, you know?
I got to tell you, I really enjoyed the audience.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoyed the audience more than I enjoyed the show.
Oh, nice.
Because the people there are just so
That's
great.
Awesome.
They're just so great.
Yeah.
Community. You know, it was very, very easy to talk to people there. Yeah, so I'm going to bring my wife in. Molly, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Let us know when you get to 100.
Yes. Balloons will fall from the ceiling.
All right, my wife's on. What'd you think?
I thought it was an amazing show. It really was. You know, and like you said, hon, the people are just so friendly and kind. I mean, anybody you would bump into, they're like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Where do you have that happen at a concert? You know what I mean? I wish there were a couple songs I wish I did hear, but it was awesome. But you and I are the traveling concert goer. We don't sit in one spot for too long. We're very similar that way.
Okay,
so we just get up and move.
It's Dave Matthews at the Meadows. He has a long history at the Meadows. Even the Meadows has a giant poster, like when you're walking into the Meadows building, that band is the biggest image that you see, because they would camp out there and just play there. And it's a great venue. It's like seeing Jimmy Buffett at Jones Beach.
Okay.
That kind of vibe. To the Meadows, Davis, that's the place. Okay. The Allman Brothers at the Beacon.
Right.
Jimmy Buffett at Jones Beach.
Right.
And Dave Matthews at the Meadows.
Gotcha.
And that band, it's this generation's Deadhead show. I mean, you follow this band.
Yeah, apparently so.
Always playing different sets.
Yeah, so many shows.
The instrumentation, the musicianship is just insane. You know, there are a couple of lists that this band should come up on. One, best live performers. They're among the best live performers. They never come up on that list.
Yeah.
And then the vocals. We were talking about this last week. Guy who's been around, or girl who's been around for a while, still has all their vocals left. Dave Matthews does.
Cool.
Okay. Totally.
No, he sounded the same.
Yeah.
See, and now, like, I'm not one, you know, so I'm not one of these guys here. Like, when this is happening, like, I am bored out of my mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
Oh, and I got high.
Oh, yeah.
I got high near the Philly cheesesteak truck.
Oh, really?
I'm standing there, and all of a sudden, it's all coming my way. It's like someone's blowing it through a fan.
Yeah, the cheese truck is doing it. You want to eat?
That was from inside the truck.
You want to eat?
I was like, oh, boy, I'm stoned.
Nice.
Free weed. Yeah. I didn't even have to pay for that.
This is great.
Yeah.
The drive home's gonna be weird.
Colorful.
Eating a burrito.
Later on in the show, Chaz and I were just walking around, and the way the Meadows is designed, it's really neat.
Hold on, let me set this up a little bit. So
okay.
we get there. Song one is Jimmy Thing. Never heard of it.
Okay.
Song two. He does Word Up by Cameo.
Right. Okay.
And then there's song three.
Song three. You just had everybody out dancing.
Okay. And then song four.
Now they're taking a nap.
Now, it wasn't this slow, but I'm just saying this is what I'm hearing in my head.
Right, right, right.
Because I don't know.
Yeah.
Bam, 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 bam. And then song seven was "What Would You Say?" What would you say?
Oh, okay, thank God.
Pulse. It's like, all right, this is what I want to hear.
That? Yeah, and you're
I'm alive again. Woo! I want to hear a hit song.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I heard my hit song, I'm like, let's walk around. I need a beer. So we found a place, and the Meadows is a great place to do this, and Jones Beach has it as well. You can go and you can sit, and it's like park-like. And there's all these little shops and stores.
Yeah.
And it's like being in an old American town. You could still hear the band. They're pumping the music out.
Right.
But it's a beautiful night.
Still smell the weed.
And they got the little bright tinkle lights.
Yeah.
And all these shops and people are walking around. I got a beer in my hand. I'm like, this is awesome. I don't have to go in and stand.
Slice heaven here.
Yeah.
Everything I'm
doing
here.
Doing great. Yeah. And by the way, the staff there, awesome people.
Cool.
All right. Back to you.
So as we're walking around, we get another drink, and then we're sitting and just people watching and just chatting with random people. It was very nice. And here comes along what you expect to see at a day show, a person that has indulged a little bit and is they're trying to walk her out of there, and staff is trying to get her
into
a wheelchair.
She is out of her mind on drugs.
Right.
Oh,
out of her mind.
It was unfortunate.
So I said, what was the name of the girl at Lake George who was having the drug problem? And Jennifer goes,
Elaine.
I'm like, Elaine's back.
Right. Elaine's sister's here.
So it's the weirdest thing. You know, something like some of these movies, like they have like spider people where they can twist themselves into like this weird shape?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the contortionist. Yeah.
She is like a spider person. So her legs are normal.
Yeah.
They're like walking.
Okay.
And then her torso is on a slant.
Oh, okay. She's like an L.
Like completely
like,
on a slant.
Like a human hockey stick?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what was going on there.
Right.
I don't know, like, if she saw a monster to her left when it was trying to eat her head.
Did she break?
Did she break?
As possible.
Different drugs affecting different parts of the body.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
Possibly.
I was like, don't even get involved.
She's great around corners, though. Weird.
Yeah.
So we leave, and Dave and Meredith are fine. They've been to a million shows. They, right. they don't need us there.
No.
And we're like, well, we need to walk around, because I don't know any of these songs.
Exactly, yeah. Them. Yeah.
So we ran into a firefighter and his wife, and they're from my town, and I can't remember their names, but we ended up talking to them for like 7 songs.
Oh, wow. That's like about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews.
And then we hit the bathroom. We grab another drink. We're like, let's go. We walk in. And he goes right into Answer March.
Yay!
I'm like,
yay!
Oh, my God. We have perfect concert timing.
You timed it perfectly.
And then they do their 2 encores, and one of the encores is the Watchtower.
Okay.
And that song is just...
It was amazing.
Amazing.
You're never going to get it from just playing the audio. Yeah.
That song straightened that lady out.
I'm alive.
She was upright again.
That's right. She came right back like a little flower.
Look, I'm fixed.
Please let me stay.
I can see. I can walk. It's a miracle.
Yeah, it was. Really, I thought it was a great show. Great,
sounds awesome.
Great show.
I got goose pimples over here.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
What's up, guys? Yeah, it was the concert was different.
Were you the one sneaking out that I ended up talking to?
Yeah, it's about a half hour, me and my wife.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they were leaving,
right.
And we were just like out in the area, just people watching and enjoying the music being played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it became background.
Yeah, it was different.
Yeah.
We were sitting on the field. We got chairs, and I swear to God, there was a girl sitting next to us, joint cigarette, the entire show.
Wow.
Like, how do you smoke that much? But it was different. I'm not a Dave Matthews fan. Some songs are good. I like the hits.
That girl, lots of hits.
I don't care what band it is, even Van Halen.
Right.
Like, I know what the deep cuts are, but I want to hear the hits.
Did that girl,
I just want to hear the hits.
Did that girl say, yo, what's up?
I mean, I get it. Everybody's kind of, people are into it. For me, one song sounded like the other, sounded like the other, sounded like the other. And I was like, okay, I'm done. The best part is actually sitting there talking to you guys.
I enjoyed it.
We had a great conversation.
Yes.
The wives just hit it off and just shooting the stuff the whole time.
That's the thing. I love meeting people, and I met so many people from the out in the parking lot to back out in the parking lot,
right.
And everything in between.
We
just met so many great people.
Went to a concert, and then
the band. Like, we're all walking out to the parking lot. The band's in their buses, and they're driving by, and they're beeping their horns, and they're waving to everybody.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm like, that's cool.
That's very cool.
That's cool.
Thanks for the money. And you two guys snuck out early and had a conversation.
You bought the
And what happened to the L-shaped girls, you okay?
The parking lot, so tailgating was great.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, everybody was so happy, so nice. You know, you walk up, hey, you want something to eat? You want something to drink? You know, and there was no heat. There was no, issues. You just walk out. Everybody's just so friendly.
Nice.
Right. No, I totally agree. It was so great.
So you got to pull out of the parking lot.
you
come back.
Lot,
Get out of my way. Move it.
Yeah, it was a good night.
Yeah,
good
but
night.
It was a good time.
Nice to meet you, Tom.
Absolutely.
That was a good hang.
I'll run into you in town. I know that.
I look forward to it.
All right, brother.
All right, brother. We'll see you. Yeah, it was fun.
Cool. Enjoyable night.
Yeah, community.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. They built a community. It's not just a bunch of people going to see him play. It's like his group.
Yeah.
Is there a name for his group?
Like Matthew Heads or something like that?
It should be called Dave Heads or
DMs?
Something.
DMBs.
But you can see a lot of Grateful Dead people there. There were a lot of Grateful Dead logos and stuff. And then he's got merch, and people love his merch. And
well, the Deadheads have been there for years.
The overlap makes sense there. You understand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jamming.
John?
Yes.
Great. Good start.
Oh, hello. Hey. So you mentioned the Grateful Dead. So in 1987, Hampton, Virginia, Grateful Dead show. I'm walking through the parking lot, and I hear some music playing. So I walk over. It's two guys playing music, one guy playing an acoustic Ovation guitar, and next to him was this black guy playing a fiddle, and they're playing Blackwater by the Doobie Brothers, right? And sure enough, I sat there and listened. They were great. Fantastic. Whole big crowd around them. Big guitar case full of money. Didn't think much about it. Enjoyed listening to it. 3 years later, on watching MTV, and who comes on? I'm watching this band, this video comes on, and I'm like, wait a minute.
I know those sure people.
Sure enough, it was Dave Matthews at the Dead Show just playing in the parking lot.
Wow.
He was probably 17 years old.
Wow.
No.
He used that money to finance everything.
That's cool.
Nice. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Very cool. Realizing, like, 3 years later, like, I never forgot about it. Like, I always remembered him, you know.
He was a standout.
Right. And years later, you know, I'm watching MTV, and there he is.
So he was in that culture. He came up through that Grateful Dead
and
University.
I found out that he was from Virginia. So, you know, this was down in Hampton, Virginia at the Coliseum there.
Love
so,
him.
Yeah, that's my story.
That's cool.
First, the only time I ever saw him.
That's a good one. Yeah, and not a lot of people.
You saw him for cheap.
Yeah, you saw him for cheap.
Yeah, right.
Unreal.
Couple of bucks in a suitcase, we're good.
Unreal. Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Small one.
Thank you, John.
That's my story. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Right. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, well, thank you and thank you.
It's about time you got here.
We've been waiting for you.
Wow.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's great. You know, not a lot of people know. If you are not a Dave Matthews fan, you know a couple of things. One, you know his bus dumped a bunch of sewage on a bridge,
right.
And it went down onto a party boat.
Yeah, the duty drop. Yep.
You know that.
But I'm seeing.
And then you may have heard that he was riding his bicycle to one of his shows, and the bicycle broke down, and fans who were heading to the show stopped. And said, are you Dave Matthews?
Need a ride?
Yeah.
You need a ride?
Kind of need you. Yeah.
He gave him a ride in, and he took good care of him.
Awesome.
He's a great artist.
He's a good guy, too. Yeah.
He should make those lists of, like, people who still got it and great live performers.
Good people.
So it was a great time. And everybody at the venue, all the staff there, really nice.
Oh, cool.
Really nice.
Great night.
A-plus night. LeBron officially signs with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Wow.
So we need to go to Philly. Frank, good morning.
Wait. What's that smell? Do I smell defeat?
I smell something. Whose feet are you?
I think I smell nervousness in the air.
Oh.
I think you all better go take a picture with that trophy because you ain't going to see it again.
Yeah, because you got the Fresh Prince of ARP coming.
Yeah, no, that smell, that's Ben Gay.
Right. Exactly.
Philly Frank, owner of Pat's King of Steak in Philly.
Yay.
Yeah, so now we'll have two kings in Philadelphia.
That's right.
Right.
What do you think of this?
I think it's amazing. I think that it's great that we didn't build them a new stadium right away and had some extra cash laying around. Maybe they found a shopping bag full of money.
Right. Never know.
And, you know, he was here once before with Andy Reid and they were trying cheesesteaks. He was at our store. This was a long time ago. And, you know, come on, Philly's a great town. It's just, we're just caught between you and DC. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Now the problem is, the fans.
they get a little too stimulated.
The people suck.
Well, I didn't get to that part yet.
Right. He's working up to it. He might just go right to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to point out all the good stuff, and then maybe the one bad thing.
That's a good thing.
Which is kind of like the main thing.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, you can get great food, affordable housing. And you can get your ass kicked leaving the stadium.
Well, bonus.
Right. Or you could have a small child vomit on you.
Exactly, right. One of the two.
Yeah.
Right. One of the kids drinking.
Yeah, that happens too. Right. Or you can have a Karen yell at you because you caught a ball and you didn't give it to her.
Oh, that lady.
I forgot
about her. Yeah.
Yeah. She got more views than I did.
And LeBron is not leaving, like, his son is not going with him to Philly, right?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
No, but I heard that it's just LeBron, not his son.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Huh? Yeah. I have him, LeBron, commenting on that.
Say it. abandoned my child.
Say it louder. Say it louder.
I've abandoned my child. I've abandoned my child. I've abandoned my boy.
Wow. I didn't know you had a British accent.
That was on TikTok. I thought it was funny. I'm like, I'm using
it's
that.
So early for this.
You know, I pictured it in my head, and it was beautiful.
So Frankie from Pat's King of Steak in Philly, very, very world famous Philly cheesesteak place.
Yeah.
You have you have the opportunity to go viral now with one of these offers to LeBron.
Yeah.
Cheesesteaks or whatever.
Well, we already put a sandwich on the menu called the King's Way.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a cheesesteak with cheese whiz and onions and Cooper Sharp.
Right. It starts off great, ends badly.
Well, you have the two kings of cheeses at this moment. You know what I mean?
What about you do something where if LeBron is the highest scorer in a game, everybody gets a free cheesesteak?
Well, yeah. Well, do you want me to close?
I don't think you're going to have to worry about that.
Great idea, Chaz.
I mean, there's a few people that are depending on some money every week.
Right.
My wife included. She looked at me. She's like shaking her head. No.
Yeah. No, not happening.
Yeah, they're funny like that, aren't they? Yeah. Money. Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you guys.
I'll put out a bet against the Darios. Those guys were so generous to have me up there, and the great sportsmen. Of course, they won, so they had the advantage of being better sportsmen.
Right.
But yeah, I would put it out that they need to come down and they should just actually come down now and do it, because the Knicks are not going to win again.
Yeah, you never know.
All right, that's the prediction. This is the audio we will keep,
right,
and we will send it to you every time the Knicks win.
Remember that guy?
I didn't tell you I was running for Congress that I could change my mind midstream. You know what I mean?
Oh, that case. I had no idea.
Frankie, good hearing your voice.
I had
voice.
No idea either.
Thanks for coming on, brother. Appreciate you.
Hey, anytime. Hey, listen, guys, if you can't sleep tonight, give me a call. I'll read you guys a story.
I call
about when LeBron James is victorious,
right,
and the Knicks never won again.
Okay, so it's a fairy tale.
It's going to be called Once Upon a Time, the Knicks Won a Championship.
Right.
I've abandoned my boy!
Frankie from Pat's King of Steaks in Philly. Thank you, brother.
Thank
Appreciate
you, sir.
It.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Okay, let's see.
Dumbass.
If these guys can outrun bees.
Okay.
The dope tries to hit an active wasp's nest with a stick and cannot outrun the swarm. He brings the pain right back into the vehicle with all his buddies who were recording.
No.
Phil, you want to set this up a little bit more, or do you think that's enough?
It's pretty good. The only thing I can't tell is, like, were they working on this house? Because, like, you could see the wasps were kind of congregating, like, in the corner, like, under the roof, like, on the eave there. And the guy went up with the stick to knock it down. So I can't tell if they were supposed to be doing work or if they just, like, live there.
Yeah. What's the motivation?
Why are they there?
Yeah.
And, like, the guy is already out of the truck. So the guy that wants to knock it down is, like, not part of the conversation that we're about to hear.
All right.
Wait, keep it down. I want to hear him scream.
Oh, A plus start from the friends in the truck.
Great friends.
Hold on, wait. Don't do it yet. Let me record.
I got it.
All of them had the same idea at the same time. Like, I got to record before you do this.
This is going to be gold, yeah.
Oh, God.
Let me record.
I got it.
Don't you do it, Paul.
So he's on a porch that's up a flight of stairs. It's a second floor porch. So he has to hit it, run across the porch, down a full flight of stairs, cross the parking lot to the car.
He's got a long way to go.
He's got a long way to go.
This was not far out
at all.
And it's
not a straight line.
No.
Yeah. And the bees are already out of the thing.
and flying around the nest.
Oh, that's a good point. It's middle of the day. This is not nighttime. They're not dormant. Like, they are highly active already.
Yeah, and chasing people is their wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And by the way, the wasp's normal setting is pissed.
Exactly right. Yeah, they walk around pissed.
Right.
Don't you do it,
His head swarmed. It's like he's got a halo.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's just like doing that, you know, wiping. You can't see them, but he's going
swatting.
Crazy. Yeah, swatting.
Oh, God.
Run,
What was that?
I like the guy that sounds like a donkey.
Deer call.
He's into German deer calling. Yeah. All at once, they see he's getting back in the truck, and then it's like, ah, no, no!
There are bees all over him.
Yep.
He gets in the truck.
And bees, too.
The back of his neck. They're, like, in, like, the, like, where his neck comes through his shirt.
Yeah.
And you can see, like, there's nothing he could do. They're just, they're on his skin.
This was the dumbest idea ever.
Oh.
And they're not on him for the ride.
No. No.
They're all stinging.
Yeah. They got murder in their eyes.
They do.
They're all set for murder.
They do.
Oh my god!
Close the door.
We're trying to get these guys on the show. One of them.
Can they talk?
One friend bailed out of the truck immediately, and then they finally kicked the guy that originally knocked the wasps out of the truck. So now it's just two guys in the back seat, like looking at each other, like, what the hell's going on?
Under any car.
Go. He's not close. He's not.
I'm crying. Oh my god.
And then they're just on the window of the back of the truck.
Oh, no.
When he got in the truck, there was like six or seven still on his back.
Just on, the back of his neck.
And then I noticed he went halfway down the stairs and then launched the rest of the way. He's like, I'm not doing the last four stairs. I just hit the ground.
Close enough.
Keep on going.
Yep.
Thank God he didn't fall down. He'd been dead duck. See, that's asthmatic. Dude.
That's as hard as you can laugh.
I want to talk to Donkey. That's who I want to hear from.